Four provincial parties go beyond left, right. Three. In this election, EB should be put to the test, editorial, April 19. The editorial was excellent, but BC no longer has a two-party system, which the editorial described as center-left, NDP, and center-right, United, Conservatives. This is simply wrong. BC has four parties which are best described as progressive, BC Greens, mildly progressive, NDP, and not at all progressive, United, and regressive, Conservatives. The old left-right paradigm no longer either works or serves a useful purpose. Yes, some recent NDP policies such as on housing have merit, but Premier David Eby's gutting of local municipal development control smacks of right-wing authoritarianism. And the environmental policies of the NDP are simply not fit for purpose as we move into another summer of wildfires and smoke. The United and Conservative parties are still driven by climate change deniers. What all voters want is a group of MLAs who listen to each other and collaborate. We had that for a brief time when two BC Green MLAs held the balance of power. Voters would be well advised to consider how such collaboration would be best achieved in the October election. For some voters, the challenge might be whether voting for the devil or the deep blue sea is the more useful strategy. And the challenge for progressive voters is whether they want to vote for a bigger NDP majority, or vote BC Greens to hold that government to account. Bob Yeats, Sonich, finally pushed away from the NDP. I come from a family of NDP diehards, and I traditionally voted NDP until the Greens appeared on the scene with Sonia Furstenau. Well, it has finally happened, after multiple serious bungles on healthcare issues, the ICBC debacles, BC Ferries equipment failures, NDP's part in the criminal element catch-and-release program, the illicit drug decriminalization and approval of drug usage in hospitals. I now despise the NDP as much as I despised the former Liberal government and its many foul-ups and double-talk. Let's hope someone will start up a blue sweater party, or a yellow car wheels party, or some other nonsensical name. I don't see any party that deserves my vote. Mike Wilkinson, Duncan. Two questions about political junk mail. I am an anti-junk mail crusader. In the early 1990s, I led a battle against Canada Post on a national basis and it ended, some 2 years later, with Canadians being able to say no to junk mail. Canada's politicians are allowed to send us taxpayer-funded, unaddressed junk mail through Canada Post, but the laws around this say only four times a year and then they have to pay for it. My questions. 1. Why is Laurel Collins, Victoria MP, sending her literature to us far more than four times a year? 2. Is Collins being charged for these extra mailouts? I know the answer to the first question. 2025 is an election year. Let us hope Collins will answer the second. It really bothers me, in fact, I find it immoral, that Collins is using extra resources such as trees for paper, trucks for transportation, etc. when she is the NDP's critic for environment and climate change. Bothered but not surprised. Dave Secco, Victoria. Put police on the streets for maximum impact. In my day, there was never a police presence in schools. The school principal and vice principal were in charge. Unacceptable behavior had a consequence. Although there was unacceptable behavior, of course, police were respected on the streets and anywhere off school grounds. Not feared, respected, and the consequences of illegal behavior were more certain. Policing priorities would be better served on the streets, where deadly drug dealing is rampant today. The BC NDP government promotion of public use and providing safe drugs has led to more addiction and the incentive to deal drugs anywhere, including schools, according to the Victoria Police Chief. He is likely correct. So instead of attending class, wandering halls, the police need to enforce the law. They have the responsibility to arrest drug dealers who have more than the legal daily possession limit. Why are they not doing this job? Phil Harrison. Comox. Tech is making progress on environmental issues. RE. With the sale of Tech coal mines, make polluters pay, commentary, April 22. The commentary is missing important context regarding the successful work underway to improve water quality in BC's Elk Valley. Treatment facilities built by Tech as part of the Elk Valley Water Quality Plan are having a significant positive effect, with selenium concentrations having stabilized and beginning to reduce downstream of treatment. We have invested $1.4 billion in water treatment and expect to invest a further $150 million to $250 million by the end of this year. Looking out further, the Elk Valley Water Quality Plan includes construction of an additional 6 water treatment facilities by the end of 2027, which will further reduce selenium and protect the health of the watershed for the long term. Importantly, the fish population in the region is robust and growing, with studies of West Slope cutthroat trout in the upper Fording River showing an increasing trend since 2019, with an estimated 10,000 adult fish and about 16,000 juveniles as of 2023. The fact is the steelmaking coal operations in the Elk Valley generate critical economic activity for BC, and create thousands of jobs for local British Columbians who care deeply about ensuring the environment is maintained for future generations. They are committed to operating in a responsible manner and to doing the work necessary to support both a healthy environment and a healthy mining sector. We have a proven track record of successfully reclaiming mine operations in BC, meet all bonding requirements set out by the provincial government and are committed to protecting water quality in the Elk Valley at no cost to government or taxpayers. Sheila Risbud, Vice President, Sustainable Development Coal, Tech. Quoting Mark Twain on school boards. RE. Victoria Police Chief says board, deeply, underplaying value of school liaison officers, April 24. For some odd reason, Mark Twain's comment comes to mind. First God made idiots. That was for practice. Then he made school boards. Ian Cameron. Brentwood Bay. Send us your letters. Email. Letters at timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist. 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.